customer. So why do you tap? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters.
Good afternoon. The headlines. NAPSA posts 2.4 billion kwacha in benefits payout for 2025. CBU seeking 480 million kwacha for infrastructure upgrade. And in global news, Israel hits security headquarters across Tehran as Iran attacks U.S. sites in Dubai and Qatar. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says it recorded a total benefits payout of 2.4 billion kwacha in 2025. Speaking at an annual media engagement in Osaka this morning, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa revealed that 1.06 billion was paid out in monthly pensions to 32,422 pensioners and beneficiaries. Mr. Muyangwa says additionally, 643 million kwacha went to pre-retirement lump sum benefits to 38,560 active members, while 495 million kwacha was paid out in retirement, survivors and invalidity lump sums to 9,176 beneficiaries. And Mr. Muyangwa also disclosed that NAPSA's investment portfolio grew from a targeted 95 billion kwacha to 113.5 billion kwacha in 2025, positioning the scheme for an additional 10% partial withdrawal.
Total benefits payout in 2025 was 2.4 billion, and the monthly pension to 32,422 pensioners and beneficiaries coming up to 1.6 billion. Now, there are a lot of benefits that we pay out. In most of our reports, the annual reports, we see a lot of details of what went to what, invalidity, lump sum, lease. It's all listed out because the payment of benefits is triggered by many contingencies or many happenings. Now, NPS and lump sum benefits paid out, pre-retirement, FMS partial in 2025 is 643 million paid to 38,000 members.
The Copperbelt University, CBU, is in need of 480 million kwacha to upgrade its infrastructure and accommodate its growing student population. Speaking at a media breakfast in Kitwe today, CBU Vice Chancellor Professor Anyambe Masiku say the university is facing pressure on learning facilities and essential services due to the growing student population, which has risen to 25,739 as of February 26, 2026, representing a 13.3% increase. Professor Imasiku says to address the issue, CBU plans to construct a 500-seater lecture theater and a level 2 hospital to enhance health services on campus. He has disclosed that the Zambia National Service, ZNS, will this Friday commence construction of a 1,000-seater lecture theater under a partnership agreement through the CBU Challenge Initiative, which has so far raised 2 million kwacha.
And this is something that we are now putting on together with our colleagues, ZNS, Zambia National Service. We're trying to put the 1,000-seater lecture hall. Okay, because on this ground that you have, there is nothing that you can hear of that level. There is something in the school of business where you find the lecture theater, but you can only have 100 or 100 students. But the rest is just a level ground like what you have here. So we are trying to change that to bring in infrastructure of the university level status. Okay, that's the idea. And this, they start work on Friday, 6 March.
Zambia Army Deputy Commander and Chief of Staff, Major General Luswe Posinyinza, has called on the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, ICGLR, Specialized Committee of Defense Experts, to prioritize protecting civilians in the region. Speaking at the opening of the ICGLR's third meeting of the Specialized Committee of Defense Experts in Lusaka today, Major General Sinyinza said this is because the security environment remains fragile and complex. He noted that armed group activities continue to threaten stability, impede development, and pressure security institutions in member states. Major General Sinyinza said the people of the Great Lakes region look to the committee to find workable solutions that will deliver lasting peace and stability.
The security environment in our region remains fragile and complex. The persistent activities of our armed groups continue to threaten stability, impede development, and places immense pressure on the security institutions of our member states. Therefore, continue to meet and devise corrective strategies to address these challenges and ensure our people are protected.
Meanwhile, ICGLR Executive Secretary Muvita Luawelwa urged the gathering to embrace their collective responsibility, saying people in the region rely on the conference for leadership, protection, and hope.
I urge us all to embrace the collective responsibility that unites us as member states of the ICGLR. The people of the Great Lakes region rely on us for leadership, protection, and hope. We must act swiftly, with unity, decisiveness, and with integrity.
Police in Mufulira on the Copperbelt have arrested Leonard Kafuko in connection with the theft of a firearm following investigations launched after a report was made on the 1st of March 2026. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuye has confirmed the arrest, saying the complaint was lodged by David Kunda, a security guard under Metropolitan Security Company, who reported the theft of a shotgun. Mr. Yuye says upon receiving the report, officers from the Criminal Investigations Department at Mufulira Central Police Station reviewed CCTV footage obtained from a Trimutri wholesale shop and identified the suspect as Leonard Kafuko of Malela Market. He says police officers proceeded to Mr. Kafuko's residence, where they apprehended him and recovered a black shotgun believed to be the stolen firearm hidden under a bed. Mr. Yuye explains that as officers attempted to escort the suspect into a taxi, he fled from custody, prompting police to fire warning shots and later shoot him in the leg during the apprehension. He says the suspect was rushed to Ronald Ross Hospital, where he's receiving treatment and is in stable condition, while the recovered firearm has been secured as an exhibit as investigations continue. In global news, Israel says it has hit security headquarters across Tehran as its airstrikes continue in Iran. At least 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the U.S.-Israeli attacks began on Saturday, the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency says. Yesterday, an Iranian drone hit the U.S. consulate in Dubai, while an Iranian missile hit a U.S. base in Qatar. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
The United States has struck nearly 2,000 targets in Iran since launching its joint bombing campaign with Israel. The U.S. military says Iran has responded with over 500 ballistic missiles and 2,000 drones. Several people are reported to have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across Lebanon, at least five in a residential